Well, good morning, everyone. It's great to see you. Happy Easter. We're just going to spend a couple of minutes now thinking about Easter and how we can kind of respond to it this morning. But before I begin, I just want to say, I really feel that what I'm going to say this morning is for everyone here. So if you're a kid here this morning, give me a wave if you're a kid. Give me a wave at the back. Thank you, Dave. Good. Got some kids this morning. What I'm going to say this morning, that's for you as well. And if you're a teenager, this is for you. If you're an adult, this is for you. If you're an older person, if this is your first time here this morning, if this is your 50th time, this is for you. And so I really encourage you to listen to God and see what he wants to say to you this morning. And as Linda and Matt said earlier, we're thinking a bit about power, which is why I made you do that weird arm wrestle and then we just suddenly moved on. It was relevant, it's for this. But because we're thinking about power, I thought, okay, I'm going to Google most powerful and then I'm going to see what comes up. Do you want to have a look at what came up? Yeah? Okay, let's see what came up. So what do you think the first, like, top result was? Most powerful, dot, dot, dot. Animal, no. No. Okay, the top result was most powerful shot in football. There you go. Do you want to look at the most powerful shot? Here you go. Yeah, that was so quick. There we go, some good cheering. Okay, that was the top result. Another thing that came up was most powerful John Cena lift. Does anyone know who John Cena is other than John Fee, who I found out knows who that is? Debbie's nodding at me. Do you want to see the most powerful John Cena lift? Yeah? Let's see, hopefully it works. Here we go. Wow. There we go. I'm not condoning that we do that, but that's John Cena's life choice there. Okay. Another thing that came up was most powerful Jedi. Does anyone have strong opinions on who the most powerful Jedi is? Oliver. Yoda. That's what it said it was. There you go. Yoda's the most powerful Jedi. And obviously, I couldn't Google this, but we tried finding out earlier who the most powerful person in Welton is, and it turns out that that's Ian Jeffries. So there you go. Fab. And so all of those people are super powerful for loads of different reasons. But I believe this morning that there is somebody who is even more powerful than any of those people. Who do you think I'm going to say it is? Jesus. Yeah, the most powerful person that I think has ever lived and still lives today is Jesus. And Jesus was powerful in loads of different ways. He didn't just have one thing. He had so many things. You know, when Jesus speaks to us, it says in the Bible that when he spoke, he had really powerful words. And the crowds, they would listen. It says that he spoke like somebody who had authority, like none of the other teachers that they heard. And not only that, but Jesus also had the power to completely heal people who were sick and weren't going to get any better. Jesus had this power to completely heal them and make them well again. And not only that, but even nature obeyed Jesus. He was even more powerful than nature. There's loads of stories about that in the Bible, isn't there? And there's one where Jesus goes out on a boat with some of his closest friends, and there's a giant storm, and they're all really terrified, and they ask Jesus to calm the storm, and it completely calms down when he speaks to it. And it says in the Bible, even the wind and the waves obeyed Jesus. And so we see, and we know, many of us here, that for all of his life, and still in our world today, Jesus has this power that is greater than anything else and greater than anyone else. And what I find really interesting about Jesus is that he doesn't use this power to kind of like look really good or to make loads of money or to make friends with all the coolest people in all the best places. But actually, Jesus uses his power to love people. Jesus goes around using his power to change things that kind of weren't how they were meant to be. Jesus' words, they would change people's lives. People who were right on the edge, who had no friends, who people looked down on, his words, he would speak them to these people and they'd be completely freed from fear and shame and pain. And Jesus had the power to heal people, like I said, who were completely unwell. And Jesus did these miracles that said to people, you know what, you can completely trust me. And all of these things that Jesus did all throughout this life, they were building up to the most powerful thing that he ever did. And that's what we're celebrating today. That's what we've been singing about this morning. Jesus died on a cross And then 3 days later, he came back to life. Jesus' power that he'd been using, it was so great that it was even greater than death. It was even more powerful than death. Wow, you've probably heard that before, a lot of you. But maybe I just invite you to close your eyes and just pause and think about that thing you've heard about. Jesus' death on the cross and his coming back to life again, it restored the relationship between God and between people who, like us. And now nothing could get in the way of God's love for us because of what Jesus did. And out of this relationship, Jesus' death and his resurrection, it meant that everything since the very beginning of creation that had gone wrong, sickness, disappointment, pain, all of these things that had come in, it became possible for these things to be changed and healed and restored and made new again. You can open your eyes. And at Voltage the other day, which is our midweek youth group, shout out to Voltage, I don't know if they're here. Thanks, Keris. This actually isn't Voltage, this is Ignite, but I couldn't find a happy picture of Voltage. So we've gone for a happy picture of Ignite instead. Woo woo. Okay. We were talking about Jesus' death and resurrection at Voltage the other day. And somebody in my group said, I thought that the Bible ends when Jesus dies and comes back to life. I thought that was like the end of what happens. And that makes sense maybe to some of us. Jesus died and he came back to life. And it seems like his power has done kind of what it set out to do. Jesus has beaten the power of death. But actually, we were kind of saying about it, you know, if that was the end, then what kind of hope would we have when we look at the world around us now? Why are things kind of still really not how they're meant to be? Why is there a war going on in Ukraine? Why are there people who don't have enough food to eat? Why are some people kind of trapped in slavery? And maybe like closer to home, why do the people I know and love, why are they sick and not getting better? These things are really challenging, aren't they? And we live in this time where Jesus, he has broken the power of death. That's what we're celebrating today. But actually, at the same time, we wait for Jesus to come again and make things completely new and to restore things completely. And so whilst we kind of live in that in-between time, which we're in now, we experience really difficult and painful stuff. And we kind of live in situations, maybe some come to mind, where we really long to see this resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead. We long to see that resurrection power making things how they were supposed to be. And so when we look at the world around us and maybe think about our lives, we can feel like actually it is the end of Jesus' resurrection power. It ended when Jesus died on the cross and came back to life. We can feel like the things that Jesus did that I kind of was talking about earlier, they were kind of just for then and they're not for now. But actually, that's not true. We know that that isn't true and that wasn't the end of Jesus' resurrection power. When we read on, like we were doing at Voltage, and we read on past this bit of the Bible, we see that Jesus' resurrection power, it doesn't end there. There's more to do. Jesus breaking the power of death is actually like the beginning of a new chapter and new possibilities. And so what Jesus does actually is after he comes back to life, he goes and finds his friends. And then it says that they all gathered together and they went to worship him on a mountain. And they're worshiping him. And you can imagine, can't you, what it must have been like to see your closest friend suddenly back from the dead again. That must have been amazing. And you're on a mountain as well for some reason. You can imagine it must have been a really interesting and amazing experience. But into that situation, Jesus says these words to his closest friends. He says this, "All authority or all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me." And I think that in that moment, the disciples probably flash back to all of the things that they'd seen Jesus do and with this resurrection power that he had. Jesus says, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And now I want you to go and do the same." He says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And then he gives them this amazing promise. He says, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. In other words, he's saying, I'm going to be with you until I come back again and make things completely new. And so in that story that really happened, that same resurrection power that brought Jesus from death into life again, that power is the same power that he gives to the people that choose to follow him, his closest friends. Jesus is promising himself and he's promising his resurrection power to the people that are willing to give up absolutely everything and follow him. And that is the same invitation that he offers to us today. Jesus invites us here in this room to follow him, to be in relationship with him, and to see his resurrection power doing the things that he did during his life here on earth. And maybe you're here this morning, maybe that is the first time you've ever heard that. And in a minute, we're going to just have a bit of kind of quiet time to kind of respond to what I've been talking about. And so if that's if that's the first time you've heard that, I invite you to use that time to respond to that invitation that Jesus gives you to follow him and allow him to come into your life. Maybe for others of us, we've been here forever and we come to church every week. And so for us, when we have that time in the moment, maybe it's an opportunity for you to just come back to that invitation that you said yes to. And just say to God, I still want to see your resurrection power at work in my life today. But before we do that, we're just going to have a little bit of time of kind of sharing some stories about where we've seen Jesus' resurrection power at work in our lives at the moment. I'll give you a couple of minutes to think about if there's anything that comes to mind. But there's two rules that come with this. The first rule is keep it short and sweet. If you can keep it to a couple of sentences, that would be great. And just be aware of the people in the room. There's some kids in the room and some younger people, so just be aware of what you're saying. So I'll just give you a minute to think about that. And whilst you're doing that, I just wanted to share two stories that came to mind for me that have happened kind of fairly recently in our church family. The first one is a couple of months ago, there was a girl that came along to our midweek kids group Dino Charges, and she was going on this school trip, and she said to the group, guys, I don't think I can go to this school trip. My anxiety is too bad. I'm not going to be able to do it. And so somebody in the group who was a follower of Jesus, they said, well, why don't we just pray and see if Jesus might be able to beat the power of anxiety and help you go on that school trip. And so they prayed for her. And then a week later, she came back and she said, guys, I went on the school trip and I had an amazing time and I didn't feel anxious at all. Isn't that amazing? This example of resurrection power being even more powerful than anxiety that this young girl was facing. And then another kind of story that came to mind was a year ago, we were out on the Soma Centre grassy thing, and we had a baptism service. And you might have been there, but you might remember that Alice, she came and she got baptised, and she shared a bit of her story. And she was sharing about how there was this lie that she believed about herself that was really holding her back. And she kind of couldn't seem to get it out of her head. But one day, she was kind of worshipping, and Jesus just spoke to her and told her the truth. And his words were so powerful that truth, it completely changed her life. And she became free from that lie. And she became free from anxiety and some of the things we've been talking about. And it's just another example of Jesus' resurrection power working in really normal ways that's interested in our lives and the day-to-day that we're facing. So those are a couple of examples, but yeah, I wonder if Matt and I think Linda are just going to come around with a mic. If there's anything that you'd like to share, that would be great, about Jesus' resurrection power.
Great. So just short examples of where resurrection power has reversed something that needed reversing, has put right something that needed putting right. Let's be brave. Come on now. Just a few, just one sentence examples. Tom, good man.
Basically, I held on to the truth for me for 30 years was that I just literally couldn't talk in front of people. You know, I used to, it was a full-on fear, you know. But yeah, every time now that I do something with the church, I always pray, and I literally just can't believe every time the Holy Spirit does something within me, and yeah, it's all good.
Tom led our communion time this morning, and it was beautiful. And we love you. We love your voice in our church family, Tom. Yeah, God's reversing a lie. It's good.
Okay.
Philip? A few months after I became a Christian, working on the farm, I was feeding some cattle, and they got out of the field because I couldn't shut the gate quick enough, got to drive through with a tractor, and they went on down the road. And those of you who know cattle, when they get out like that, their tails are up and they go. There's nothing you can do to stop them. I was about a mile and a half from the farmhouse, and I couldn't get any help. And then I thought, they said the other night that if we ask Jesus anything, we ask Jesus anything in his name, he'll do it. And I said, Lord, please send them back. And then immediately I heard the cattle bellowing in the distance and the thunder of hooves, and all the animals came back into the field. Never been known to happen before, but God did it.
Wow, hallelujah. That's amazing.
That deserves a round of applause, doesn't it? Isn't our God amazing? Thank you for sharing, Philip. Yeah. Maybe just one or two others.
Just the last alpha that we ran a little while back, somebody came on the course who's actually, she'd done it before, but she wanted to do it again. And she was sharing, she was almost sort of answering other people's questions around faith. And I was just so struck by how God doesn't look for experts. He doesn't say you need to train for 3 years, 10 years, 20 years. You come to follow Jesus and his Holy Spirit starts working through you. And she's got this amazing gift from God of being able to share what he sees.
That's great. Maybe one more. Yeah, Steve.
Yeah, it's a lie that God has reversed in my life. I think for years and years and years, 50, 60 years, I thought I'm made this way, that's the way I'm going to be. But just over the last couple of years, God has he's held up a mirror in front of me and shown me, actually, this is what you are. And he has changed my life.
Yeah. So good to hear, isn't it? Resurrection power that actually speaks into our very identity. And we see it in Steve. We loved you then, but we love seeing who you're becoming in God. It's great.
Great. Yeah, it's so good to hear stories of, just where this resurrection power that we're talking about and this thing that happened so long ago, it's still relevant and the impacts are still felt today. And we can be followers of Jesus today.